Chapter 6. And the Lord said to Moses, If anyone does wrong, and is untrue to the Lord, acting falsely to his neighbor in connection with something put in his care, or something given for a debt, or has taken away anything by force, or has been cruel to his neighbor, or has taken a false oath about the loss of something which he has come across by chance, if a man has done any of these evil things, causing sin to come on him, then he will have to give back the thing he took by force or got by cruel acts, or the goods which were put in his care or the thing he came on by chance, or anything about which he took a false oath. He will have to give it all back, with the addition of a fifth of its value, to him whose property it is, when he has been judged to be in the wrong. Then let him take to the Lord the offering for his wrongdoing, giving to the priest for his offering a male sheep from the flock, without any mark, of the value fixed by you, and the priest will take away his sin from before the Lord, and he will have forgiveness for whatever crime he has done. And the Lord said to Moses, Give orders to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law for the burnt offering. The offering is to be on the firewood on the altar all night till the morning, and the fire of the altar is to be kept burning. And the priest is to put on his linen robes and his linen trousers, and take up what is over of the offering after it has been burned on the altar, and put it by the side of the altar. Then having taken off his linen robes and put on other clothing, he is to take it away into a clean place, outside the tent circle. The fire on the altar is to be kept burning. It is never to go out. Every morning the priest is to put wood on it, placing the burnt offering in order on it, and there the fat of the peace offering is to be burned. Let the fire be kept burning on the altar at all times. It is never to go out. And this is the law for the meal offering. It is to be offered to the Lord before the altar by the sons of Aaron. The priest is to take in his hand some of the meal offering and of the oil of it, and all the perfume on it, burning it on the altar as a sign, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And whatever is over Aaron and his sons may have for their food, taking it without leaven in a holy place, in the open space of the tent of meeting they may take a meal of it. It is not to be cooked with leaven. I have given it to them as their part of the offerings made by fire to me. It is most holy, as are the sin offerings and the offerings for error. Every male among the children of Aaron may have it for food. It is their right forever through all your generations, from the offerings made by fire to the Lord. Anyone touching them will be holy. And the Lord said to Moses, This is the offering which Aaron and his sons are to make to the Lord on the day when he is made a priest, the tenth part of an ephah of the best meal for a meal offering forever, half of it in the morning and half in the evening. Let it be made with oil on a flat plate. When it is well mixed and cooked, let it be broken and taken in as a meal offering, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And the same offering is to be given by that one of his sons who takes his place as priest, by an order forever. All of it is to be burned before the Lord. Every meal offering offered for the priest is to be completely burned. Nothing of it is to be taken for food. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron and his sons, This is the law for the sin offering. The sin offering is to be put to death before the Lord in the same place as the burnt offering. It is most holy. The priest by whom it is offered for sin is to take it for his food in a holy place, in the open space of the tent of meeting. Anyone touching the flesh of it will be holy, and if any of the blood is dropped on any clothing, the thing on which the blood has been dropped is to be washed in a holy place. But the vessel of earth in which the flesh was cooked is to be broken, or if a brass vessel was used, it is to be rubbed clean and washed out with water. Every male among the priests may take it for his food. It is most holy. No sin offering, the blood of which is taken into the tent of meeting, to take away sin in the holy place, may be used for food. It is to be burned with fire.